Ve'an simen shin lamed dalet sif yud. Kol hatzola she'amalnu, we had learned halachas that one is permitted to be matzo shalesh sudais. So that is permitted eina elo lachotza acheres hamo'ireves. That means he's taking it out to another chotza that he made with that person an eruve chatzeres. So there is no shaila whatsoever in carrying. We're not speaking about carrying, because we were mata he should take out to another chotza that he made an eruve chatzeres. No, so Shalesh Sudis is because if he's going to get involved in taking out everything, he's going to forget that it's Shabbos and he's going to be Mechaber. So that's why they asked more than Shalesh Sudis. But to Shalesh Sudis that he's permitted, there's no Chilul Shabbos of Eitzah. But if there's no Eruvei Chatzeres, this is also. Now we will see Hago, V'yesh Makilim Af L'Sha'ena Miyureves, but we have to understand this Mechaber and the Ramah is not Kipshuta. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah exactly what we're speaking about. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotn Chof Hei. Kol Hatzoleh Chaynu Bein Hatzoleh Demozein Sholei Shudis, which is Poshit. That means he's carrying out three Shudis. The whole Tashmisho, a clay Tashmisho, and he's taking out also for the Sholei Sudis, he's taking out spoons and forks and dishes. But Uvein Hatzola de Malbushin. But now, Kol Hatzola, that's what the Mechaber is coming to tell us, Amor de Kechidish. That Sola of Malbushim. Now, that Sola of Malbushim, we learned, one is permitted to put on himself two coats and et cetera. He's around to wear different types of clothing, take it out and take it off, and go back in and put on different clothing. Now, so the first day in Shulchan Aruch holds Amor Dikechidish, that Malbushim, Derech Malbush, is only permitted to Achotza Mureves. And this is Amor Dikechidish. Why do I need Achotza Mureves? I'm not carrying there. I'm wearing the clothing. I go out, I take it off, I go back in, I put on new clothing. So why do you need Achotza Mureves? Va'av al gav the posek leel besimin shin alef siv lamed vov the mutter lotzeis b'shnei malbushim ze al gav ze mishum de derech malbushu. Let's forget about a dleikin. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and simin shin alef. But let's say I have a friend that's standing in the middle of the street. He's freezing away. He doesn't have a coat. He didn't take out his coat. And so I go, I put on two coats, and I go outside, and I give him one coat. There's no blanket, and there's nothing. This is since I'm wearing it there, Malbush. So one is permitted to take out two coats. It's not called carrying, it's called wearing. Mishum de derech malbushu. So why did the Mechaber in the first day say, Kol Hatzola? Kol Hatzola is very inclusive. Afilu Hatzola of Malbushim. Also, you're only permitted to take out to Achotza Mureves. Well, I can take it out to I'm not carrying over here. So why is there only a head to take it out to a chutzah that I made an Eluvi Chatzeres with? So he says, Amir de Kechidish in the first day, Kigen de Bahatzola Kaosik. Now, we had learned before, there's a difference between food and clothing. By food, we said, the Chazal restricted him. He's only permitted to take out 3 suddas for himself and for the family. That's it. Why did they restrict him? Because if he's going to get involved to take out all the food he has in the house, so he gets completely engrossed in, he's rescuing the food that he has in the house, and if he'll get completely involved, he might come to be mechaber daish. That means if he is Oisik in Hatzolos Rechushoi, he will forget that in Shabbos, and there's one thing on his mind, how much food can he take out? And in this process, he might come and extinguish the flames. So that's why Chazal said, you're only permitted to take out 3 suddas, and that's it, forget about it. You're not going to rescue your Rechush on Shabbos. Fine. We said by Malbushim, he's allowed to take out 20 coats. Why he's allowed to take out 20 coats? Why didn't we restrict him over there? So there the heter was because he has a heker. He's not carrying it. He's pushing it on. So that alone is a heker. So why am I wearing it? It's 80 degrees outside. Why am I putting on the 2 coats? So when he's taking it out, he's in an atzola process, but he has a constant reminder that it's Shabbos, because that's why he's wearing the coats. So that's why we were makel, and we said you can take out 20 coats, 30 coats. We were makel, because he has a reminder to the oifen of Hitzom that he's not carrying the coats, he's wearing the coats, and that was sufficient. Now, this Deya said something very interesting. This Deya held, Hoche, even the Bahatzola Kaosik, since he's Oisik in that Sola, Chayshinen Tvei de Minshi Shu Shabbos V'yovei L'chabbos. Something very interesting. That means Kozman is going to a Chotzah Murevis. He's not taking it outside into a Karmelis. He's not taking it outside into a Shus Rabbis. He's wearing it. So the first day a whole held wearing is not enough. He has to find himself in his area in the Chotzer Mureves. The minute he leaves his area, he goes out to the street, a Karmelis or a Shus HaRabim, even though he's wearing it, already it rings a bell by him, he's being matzel, he's going out to the street, he's going to come back and take out again in the street. So if he's going over his boundaries and he's going already into a Karmelis or a Shus HaRabim or a Filu to a Chotzer Sheino Mureves, so this already is not Shabbistic already. It's not Shabbistic. So the first day held, it is not sufficient that he's wearing the coats. He might, since he's taking in out of the Rishus Yochad, into Rishus Rabban, into a Karmelis, into a Chotzer Sheino Mureves, he might again forget about Shabbos, and he might extinguish a flame. That's what this day holds. Hoche kivin de batzola kosik chayshinen tvei de minshi shu Shabbos. Since he's leaving his rishus, he's going into a different rishus, he might forget that it is Shabbos, v'yovei lechabos, and he might come to extinguish the flame. So therefore, the first day in, the first day it says, Kol Hatzola Shemala means Afilu, the Hatzola of Malbushim, which we were makel that he's permitted to, be matzel many Malbushim, since it's Derech Lemishim, Afal Pikein, but we gave him a restriction. This whole Atzola can only be done in his own Rishus. To take out of the Rishus and go into a Kalmus, go into a Rishus Harabim, we were afraid if we'll do that already, it's already Derech Chol, and it's Atzola, and he might come to be Mechaber. V'yesh makilim av l'sheinu b'rebis. Now the Ramah that says others are makel, they're only makel by malbushim. They're not makel by haitzor. V'yesh makilim l'esvirilu haisvorim. V'nachme b'malbushim b'zatvemi b'alma. They held it to be, he's wearing it. He is a hacker that he's wearing the begodim. He's not carrying the begodim. And the wearing begodim, there's no issa whatsoever, and he is a sekel. Therefore, they are makel, and they hold clothing you can take out. And they're only speaking about clothing. But when we're speaking about carrying, when it comes to carry, the last man in the polling in Shulchan Aruch Al Kaponim, that Chazal were not matter that he should carry in the Tzorech Atzola in Shabbos. The Malbushim Shematirim, the Malbushim that the Remoz Mata, Davke Kshulayvish Oysam Derech Malbush, he's not carrying, he's wearing them. Avokshunayse Oysam Biyodoy, but if he's carrying them, Leyedifim Yishakelim. So the Ramah holds that when it comes to Begodim, he's allowed to put on two jackets, two coats, and he can take it out. So since he's not carrying, he's wearing it, he can take it out after the shayin the meyrevis. Muhu adin dafilu l'rishus harabim shori. He can take it out after the rishus harabim. Even shenoisom kederech malbush. He's not carrying, he's wearing. So just like we mentioned before, if I see someone in Shabbos in the middle of the street that he needs a coat, I can put on two coats and go out and give him one. Because I'm not carrying for him, I'm wearing it. So Mamela, so according to this day, he is permitted to take out his clothing and put it into the shusarabna. Vihine. So we have a machlokes when it comes to wearing begodim. To where are you permitted to take them out? The Mechaber held that you're only permitted to take it out to Achotza Mureves, and the Ramos said you're allowed to take it out of Luta Achotza Shein Mureves, and the Mishibur says, Nafilu to Akamlus to Arushus Aram. Vihine, Abach Posse Kedeya Rishoine, Avul Kol Achoinim Posku Kedeya Zu, and one is permitted to put on two jackets, two coats, and take them out even to a Rishus HaRabim, and we are not afraid that he might come to be Mechaber, he might come to extinguish the flame because he hears this hacker, this reminder that since he's wearing the coats, why is he wearing two coats? A kocha, because it's Shabbos. So this is reminding him that it's Shabbos, and he won't come to Kibbutz to extinguish the flame. Sif Yud Aleph. Yesh Oimrim. Now we'll see again big chidushim over here. The chol hatzole she'amarnu, the hatzole that we said you're only permitted to take out three sudas. He lechotzer umavoy hasmuchin l'shus arabim. Something very interesting. Till now we're learning he's permitted to take out three sudas to achotzer hamureves, but only three sudas, because more than three sudas he can get involved in the hatzolah. So now this first day it says amur in the kechidish, that this whole restriction of three sudas is if I'm taking out to a chotzer, which I'm allowed to carry to, or umavui, hasmuchim l'rishus harabim, they're close to a rishus harabim. We'll see soon what the chesoron is over here. V'gam einam mekoyrim, they're not covered. D'domi l'rishus harabim, so the chotzer I'm taking out to has some sort of a similarity to a rishus harabim. It's close to the rishus harabim. It is not a sheltered area like a rishus harabim. Umishim hori ein matirin lahatzel elamozin shalish sudeis v'kelem hatzrichem. And therefore, since the place he is taking it out to is close and similar to a rishus harabim, therefore we restricted him that he can only take out three sudas. Avol lebayis acher she'irev imoy. But if I'm going to take out from my house to my neighbor's house, taking two houses, and I made an eruv chetzeres. Yochel lahoitzi kol ma sheyirtz. I'm in the kishidish. You're allowed to take out 20 sudas, as long as you're taking it out to a house. You're allowed to take out 20 sudas. So we have to understand this halacha. What's the chilek between the house and the chotzer? So before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Avol lebayis acher sivkotn chavzayin reitzeloima the kivin shohu mekoyre, since the house is sheltered, eini doy meklal reshus haram, doesn't have any similarity to reshus haram, the less bozeg zero shemo yoitzi l'rishus haram. Now, all of a sudden, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a new problem, which till now we never spoke about this problem. That if he's going to take out to a chotzer, he might come and take out to a rishus harabim also, and he'll be mechalo Shabbos with Eitzor. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, "Va'af al gav the b'gemara nizkar hatam the shema mitoich tirdas hatzola yovei lechabes." And Shudik, the whole problem that we were speaking about, that he can't get too involved in hatzola, is only we're afraid that he might come and extinguish the flame. Yeah, so now all of a sudden, this day is speaking about we're afraid he might come to carry, and therefore if he takes out to a chotzer, he might come, and the chotzer is close to the Rishus HaRabim, and it's similar to a Rishus HaRabim, he might carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Who's worried about this? Svira leile deya rishoyne, do mi kol mokin, loy gazrinem bozeh, that what the Gemara said, that we are afraid when he gets involved in Hatzolah, he might come to extinguish the flame. That is not the only chash. We're afraid of something else also. We're afraid he might come to carry. De leuke vrienden me zeggen, hij kreeg die keer zes, hij zo gang kreeg. So this day held the problem that we were afraid of, that by being involved in Hatzolah, he might come to be Mechal Shabbos. The Chilul Shabbos that we were afraid of was not only the Chilul Shabbos of Kibui, of extinguishing the flame. We were afraid he's involved in Hatzolah, he might come and carry in the Rishus HaRabim. And he's doing things which are similar. He's taking down to a chotzer, which is near the Rishus HaRabim, and the chotzer is similar to Rishus HaRabim. So this is another reason, and because of these two reasons, these two chashais, being involved in Hatzolah, he might come to one of two Chilulei Shabbos, either Chilul Shabbos of Kibbutz, Chilul Shabbos of Eitzah, and because of these two chashais, then Chazal asked to take out more than three Sudis. But that's what the first day holds. But if there is only one chishash, that means he's taking it to someone else's house. So there's no similarity to Rishus HaRabim, and it's not close to Rishus HaRabim. So the only chishash is he might come to be mechaber. For that chishash alone, they did not restrict him only to take out three sudas. Amar dikakula. Amar dikakula. The first day is Amar dikameko. אבל הבייס אחר שאירב אימוי יוכל להוציא כל מה שירצה. He can take out, the sky's the limit. Number one. Number two, another cooler. This first day is telling us two gewaltig coolers. ואף לחוצה לא יאמרו. And that what they answered to take out to a chotzer, and we say a chotzer is a similarity to a Rishus HaRabim, it's not sheltered. Le'omru ela lechatzar chaveroi. He's taking it out to his chavis chotzer. He made an erev, yeah, but the chavis chotzer already, he's taking it out of his Rishus. So if he's taking it out of his Rishus, he might come and take it into Rishus HaRabim also. Aval lechotzer sheloi. But to take it out into his chotzer, she'eino tricho erev, that means he has a yard. No one lives in this yard besides him. He doesn't need any ruvei chatzeris. So they hold this yard is similar to another room in his house. He's not taking out. He's just moving it around from one place in his rishus to another place in his rishus. So memele. So again, he's not taking out. The whole problem is if he's taking out of the rishus, he might come and take out into rishus harabim also. So when is it called taking out a rishus? He takes out to a chotzer who is similar to a rishus, but in his chavis rishus, he made an erev with him, but he's taking it out of his rishus because of Hatzolah. If he has this in mind, he might go a little further and take him to the Rishus HaRabim also. But the minute he's only taking it out into his private yard, even though it's a shikul similar to Rishus HaRabim, but it's his private yard, he's not taking it out from his Rishus. So then the halacha is that he can take out. There's no restrictions.
Yes.
What? Yeah, sure. Well, so they knowledge to carry summons. I forget about it. No. Then you summon them. Then the three students you also can't take out if there's no fence around the chotzer. That's right. If it's not gated off, he's not allowed to carry. He's not allowed to take out one suit there. He's not allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos for himself. Forget about it.
So then it's good.
There was a native around them. There was a fence around both houses. There was a fence around both. And there's no problem of carrying. He's also, he's allowed to carry into it. But since it's his private property, so he, in the back of his mind, it doesn't look like he's taking out of his property. He's taking from one room to another room. So the whole concept of Atzole, I'm taking out, is not applicable. So this person, Zichel, won't take out to the Shusaram. And this, they held that, that's the whole problem. Abul Chosu Shalosh and Tzichem Yecholoiti Kol Ma Sheyirta. The Yeshayim Ring Shein Chilik. Suppose the Yeshayim Ring holds, like we learned till now, the Gzeira was not because of a Yitzor. The Gzeira was that he might come and be Mechabim. And then, and there's no chilling can be taken to his yard, to those, to Yeshayim. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein atzricha eirim, what's loimesh, she'ein bodiyurin. That means in his chotzer, there's no one that's living there. V'domi kebayis echon, she'novol bodileike, she'mutaloitzi mecheder lecheder lekulam uvoigozru bozem. They hold the bechlal, and this is hakichu. I'm zich allowed to take out my cheder lecheder in my house. That's no shal. So they hold my yard is similar to another room in my house. And I can't that fellow without things they. That's no shail about it. I can take 10 sunnis from one room into the other room. So they hold my yard is another room. So these are two distinct kulas. The first kula was the only one goes of this achshasha beitzor. So if I'm taken to someone else's house, there won't be a Sasha Meitzor. The second kula is forget about Meitzor. But Micheder Lecheder in his house is Zichemutter. So Memele, his yard is considered like Micheder Lecheder. V'yesh Oimrem She'ein Chilik. There's no difference. Sviralu Kivin Datam Shemayishkach V'yovi Lechabis Mali Chotza Mali Bayis Mali Chotza Sholab Mechotza Sholoi Lamaise They Asad. Now, so what happens? So it's very interesting. Lamaise Kivin Shul Milse De Rabbonam. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. Efshe sheyesh lismach lahokel, you can be Mekel. You can take out to your yard. You can take out to your enemy's house. Amir de Gezach. Very interesting. He says, the Rabbon, Efshe de Grad, the Shulchan Aruch Aram says, Chayshu shel Achma. He's Machma like the second day. It's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't he just says it's on the Rabbonon. Maybe we could be Mekel. Sif Yud Beis. Now we're going to come into very interesting aloches. And let's see, we're learning part of this Sif to get to understand what the Sif is telling us. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Metzilin ho'idno mipnei adleiko. Now, this, the Mechaber just said a mouthful. He said, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh includes Chof Dalet Svorim, Reish HaMiksav, Teure Shabbal Tev, a Siddur Agmore, that's number one. And we'll see Kol Kisvei HaKodesh comes to include Afsulu, the Teure Shabbiksav was not written properly. The Halacha. We'll see the cases. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin HaIdnom. Nowadays, that means there was a time, Bizman Chazal, which this halacha was not applicable. But nowadays, Mibnei Hadleike, if there's a fire, you're allowed to take out everything. For Koirin Bahem Afilu Ksuvim Becholoshen, one is permitted to learn in them whatever language they are written. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah till now, and then we'll understand a little bit the Chidushim, what the Mechaba is telling us. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Sok the Mishnah Berurah, Ahayno Tanach, Ugemore, V'chol HaSmorim, the Siddurim and Chidushim, Chidushi Rashba, Mishnah Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to be matzel. That's number one. Now, before we appreciate the Chidushim here, he's going to tell us a few halachas. The Torah Shebiksav Kredemes Lahatzel Torah Shebalpeh. That means, if you have in your house, you have in your house a chumashim and an anach, you have a shas, and the fire is burning, I can't take out all my svarim. Which svarim have a din kedima to take out? So, he's telling us a din kedima. V'teire shebiksav, kedemes lahatzul v'teire shebalbet. Number one, there is a big yeshivas. So memele, so one should, if he only can rescue one, he should rescue this. Vafilu teire shebal peh mushalim oy muskorim loy. Now let's say like this. He had borrowed a shas from someone. The shas cost $1,000. And he is his chumashim, and he can only be matzel one. Now, if he's matzel the shas, so fine. So he won't have to pay $1,000. He'll give him back the shas. If he'll be matzel his chumashim, and he can't be matzel everything, so the shas will burn. And then he has $1,000 to pay. He borrowed something, he has to pay it. So he's going to get a bill of $1,000. Afalpikain, that is not the criteria at the present time. We have a sreife, we have to be matzel kisvei HaKodesh, and we have to cheshbon which is more choshuv to be matzel. Teure Shebiksav is more choshev. There's a fire that's going to destroy something. So you're mechuyev to be matzel Teure Shebiksav. You're going to have to pay for the shas. You'll get schafen elefum saraga, but there's no heter to leave over the Teure Shebiksav. So long he tells you, what?
What if you are most final?
No.
Because I
never saw him
in the
field. Oh, you mean if you put it, the Musuagroma, you mean?
Well, no, let's say,
There's a sash of Sakoni, you mean? That's something else. Yeah. This we're going to learn. We're going to get clear with this. This man is that is a Sakoni allowed to count. You're 100% right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. This man as it says later that it's a Sakoni, one is permitted to be Mechaber. I told over, Rabbi Yankim says, a month, see, if there's a fire, different reasons. We'll come to that. But here we're talking about we don't have this heter. So now it's going to burn. So now the shaila is what to be matzel. See, matzel teresh b'ksav. Vatzol es hameis koydim l'svorim. If there's never hameis then, the shaila is the mace will be burned or this, so then it seems covered of bris is deiche afilu the covered of svarim. Matzilin ha idna. Now the mechaber said in flashing letters, he said, nowadays this is the aloche. Ha de noket beloshin ha idna nowadays, mishum de rotzel saim. Even though it was written in any loshen, now he's going to tell us halachas and chidushim. Vehine mitzad hadin, Torah shebiktav en kaisvin elo ksav ashuris. There are halachas how Torah shebiktav has to be written. Ksav Ashuris, Ua Ksav Shal Sefer Torah, Ube Loshin HaKodesh, it has to be written in Loshin HaKodesh. V'Toyre Shebal Peh, Haino Hashas V'Chol HaSvorim, Osa Lichtoyv, you're not allowed to write it, period. El Koyren Oison Bal Peh, that is Mi'ikas adin, dvorim shebiksav, yiatr shalim rababre, that's one din, and dvorim shebab yiatr shalim the kaisvam. You're not allowed to write mi'ikas adin, teire shebalpe. The pasuk says, kosveim aluach libecho. Teire shebabre should be written on his leaves, that's how it should be written. That's Me'ikar Adin. Now, V'im Shino. I just want to say that some of the psavot we can have later, a siddha is Teresh Shabal Peh. It's not Teresh Shabal Peh. So it's a Teresh Shabal Peh. So, Mizman Chazal didn't have such a thing as a siddha. It's a Davin Bal Peh. So, the Gemara says, the Birchas Tamar Shinim, they forgot the Nusach, and someone was misaken it. Which they forgot the Nusach. They forgot the Nusach, because nothing was written. So, the Vaisa Yomim, there was the Birchas Tamar Shinim, was a Moch, they were Vaisa, they forgot the Nusach. Amar Kabonim, that's what it was. Teresh and Baal Peh was Baal Peh. Now, Vimshino. Now, what is if he did not do the way it should be done? Hein teire shebiksav, sheksavoy sheloy kedin. If a person wrote teire shebiksav, biksavoy, he didn't write it properly. He didn't write it biksav ashuris. Oy dorshoynoy, or he translated it. He wrote a chumish not in the loshen of the chumish. He wrote in a different loshen. Oy in kosav shebalpeh, or teir shebalpeh. He wrote a mishnayis, which should not be written. This has to be memorized. So, Bizman Chazal, ain't koyrin by him. You are not permitted to learn from these Torah. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to learn from a Mishnayis. the Mishnah is to be learned about prayer. You're not allowed to learn. You wrote a Chumash, not Ksav Ashuris. Not allowed to learn in it. It was not written properly. Torah has to be learned properly. That is Torah in its purity and its shleimus. Fine. Avo, so that is to Mamele. So now let's talk and Torah Bam. Vigam, so now Bisman Chazal. So I have someone wrote a Mishnayis illegally. He wrote a Mishnayis. So you're not allowed to learn from it. Vigam aim, or he wrote a Chumash without Ksav Ashuris. So you're not allowed to learn from it. It's not written properly. Vigam aim matzilin oisom b'shabbos midnei hadleikim. If there's a fire, you don't touch it. They have no use whatsoever. Not allowed to learn in them. So it's mukta. So if it's burning, it's burning. It's mukta. I'm not allowed to be metalkalim. Avol. That was Bisman Hazal. Avol ha'idne de botzalibi. But as the days progress, so that's what people were capable to understand and to memorize. It became much smaller. The memories are not good. The das is not good. It's much smaller than it was previously. So therefore, they were matter to write a Torah she'bal peh, kidei shelo yishtakhu. It shouldn't be forgotten. V'gam b'chol ksav v'loshen. Now, a Torah she'bal peh can be written in any ksav. That means it can be written in the ksav ashuris. It can be any ksav. The Loshen, in any language it can be written. It doesn't have to be written in the Loshen HaKodesh. The Gemara was written in Loshen HaRamish. That's the Loshen HaKodesh. That's number one. The Gam Torah Shebiksav. Now, so this we understand very good. That means they had an old Kola Torah Kula Balpem, and the Doris became weaker and schwacher. They couldn't comprehend all this, so we'll see. That means if we will not remata this, so will come out shikras ha-teira. So they permitted to write teira about that. Okay, this we can understand very well. Now teira shemiksav. What's teira shemiksav? Why did they bend backwards from teira shemiksav? B'chol loshin u'b'chol ksav. Teresh shegimsav, they also gave a heter that it can be written b'chol loshin in any language of b'chol ksav. Why? What's the reason of this? Kidei sheyavinu kol la'om es divrei ha-teira. That means there are people who don't know Loshen HaKodesh. So if the whole thing will be written in Loshen HaKodesh, so you're going to have people who will be unable to learn Torah Shemiksav. So even though these are isurim, Torah Shebiksav has to be written in a certain way, and Torah Shebal Peh has not to be written. But I'll say, Slasis Lashem Eferu Teresecho, and Chazal were matter these two in Yonim. Vilohein, so now, Ha'idne, now we have, it's a new ball game now. Torah Behem, now we learn in them. A person is permitted to learn in them. Umatilin oisam ibne adleikim b'shabbes. So now they're not mukzah. You're allowed to learn in them. You're allowed to learn an English chumash and thus and finish. So you matzel that they're not mukzah and the content is a beautiful content. So you matzel. Now he says something very interesting. Usvonim shalonu teishemiksav. Sheksuvim b'shoinam shel kusim v'nimtzo etzlom. We have goyim translated Tereshe B'Ksav, and it's by them. They translate it, they want to understand the Tereshe B'Ksav, and it's by them. Yesh li'iskapek in tunim gnize. That means like this, Torah was given with certain restrictions. Torah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh and Ksav HaShuris and thus. Now, about what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? They don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So they gave a heter, they write it in English. That's for Yidden. But if Goyim will have a Goyish Chumash, it's for their understanding, who says that there's no heter b'chlal, that a Torah should be written for that. There's only found my Torah to be written. It's to be written in Ksav HaShuris Lashon HaKodesh. If they wrote it in their Lashon for themselves, and I don't have the heter of Eish Lasset Lashem Mefer and Torah Sechem, there's no need that it should have been written for them. Yesh li stapik in tunin gnize. If I find it, if I'm a chui b'chlal, to be going is it. Because the Torah should not have been written. Do loy shori lichtoi v'loshin acher, b'ksav acher ele mishum eis lasis l'shemu. Vilahem mi hitel. Who was matter for them? I didn't have a chance to be mavarit. And I should be down the chumash. The Torah was written in nine loshen. I don't. So it was face and claw. Maybe we're talking about. I mean, the Torah Shemikav was written in nine loshen. Maybe we're talking about this Lashon over here is not from the Ayin L'Shoynis, it's another Lashon, so we can write Torah in that Lashon, Al Feis La'aseis La'Hashem, but they can write it. V'lehem mihitel, v'ayim b'mogen Avrom, she'herich oid bozeh. Was a tzara for Klal Yisrael. The Talmid Chachamim in a different room. Yeah, but I'll compare. But here we close the shaila. If this, if Lamaisim the Zachiyim Gneze, if I see something lying in the street, if I'm a chiyim to be guided is it.
You see,
you do
the
other
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah,
I have one. Why you were reading Ksav HaShuris?
Well, I'm supposed to be.
That's right. I mean, why the Lamaisa was written already? And the Lamaisa is ahead. That's right. I'll tell you before this 8th class is